Tax FM 107.2. My music, my life.
We also have our most anticipated special guest in studio. We have Clinton Chauke, and he's the author of Born in Chains, The Diary of an Angry Born Free. Clinton, should I call you Mr. Chauke or Clinton?
Clinton,
how are you?
I'm good, and yourself, my lady?
I'm good, thank you. When I walked into studio, right, and I was told that, you know, today I'll be talking to an author, you know what I expected?
What?
An old guy who's probably a professor with grey hair and a briefcase and that khaki jacket that old people always wear. You look so young. How old are you?
I'm 23. I'm turning 24.
Yeah, so. And you just finished writing your first, is it your first book?
Yeah, that's my first book.
Okay, no, shout out. We're going to, you know, kickstart everything from the bottom. When did you start writing this book?
Well, I started writing this book in 2015. Mm-hmm. And then I finished it last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it took me 2 years.
Okay. So would you say it's a personal book? And is everything you wrote in the book based on personal experiences?
Yes, it's a memoir. It's a real life thing. So it's personal. Okay. Yeah, so it's real.
Okay, it's based on a true story.
It's based on a true story. It's my story.
Okay. And then what would you say were some of the common traps? You know, when you're writing a book, you need to be in a certain mind state. So what would you say were some of the common traps that you experienced while writing this book?
Well, what I would say is that, you know, since this is a real life story, mm-hmm, you know, when I attempted to lie, you know,
you have to sensationalize sometimes.
Yeah. But, you know, I was caught off guard on that. So I had to be honest all the time. That was the most painful thing when I was writing. That was the difficult thing, because if you lie, you know, it doesn't add up.
Yeah, it doesn't add up. Yeah. And I feel like one fear that I would have is believing the lie.
Yeah, we all have to convince ourselves.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, how did you deal with writer's block?
As in, like,
you know, when you're writing a book and then sometimes you feel like, hey, I don't know what to say anymore.
Oh, yeah. No, man, I read. You know, writing goes with reading. Mm-hmm. So when you read, you get more content. So you just try to make that about you, because, so you are more of a narcissist, you know.
Okay. If you just tune in, we're talking to Clinton Chauke, and he is the author of Born in Chains, The Diary of an Angry Born Free. And we're about to delve deeper into that right after the music. Look, man, you want to be available for that. It's an amazing book, and you want to make sure that you get your hands on it. And we're talking to our most anticipated guest, Clinton Chauke, and he's the author of Born in Chains, The Diary of an Angry Born Free. And we're about to go deeper and deeper into your book. Now, first of all, when we were talking earlier, you said that, you know, you grew up in a very religious household,
right,
and now not anymore. Why is that?
No, I have to find, you know, what religion means in my life. I have to define what religion means in my life. You know, I grew up in a very religious family. My father believed in African religion.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother was a tzitzit person. And then my sisters, they were Bazalwanis.
Okay, what's a tzitzit person?
A tzitzit is a person who goes to a Zion Christian church.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah. So I went to different religions. And then I discovered that, you know, I don't need religion in my life anymore.
Okay. So now, are you more, would you say you're more grateful or more distraught that you grew up in the background that you grew up in? Do you feel like, you know, it would have been better if you grew up in a different kind of setting, or are you grateful with the background that you grew up in?
Well, I am grateful, although I'm not really proud, you know, of where I grew up. But, you know, the lessons that I've learned and the way I see and view the world up to this day, you know, it has helped me, you know. So I would say I'm grateful, but I'm not really proud.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, because, you know, I think, you know, the background that you grew up in is a background that many black people kind of grew up in, mm-hmm, myself included, you know,
yeah,
growing up in certain settings that are really not great.
Right.
So big ups to that. Mm-hmm. And also, I want to ask, how did you push through, you know, the hard times? How did you, you know, manage to get out of that kind of setting?
Well, I think my mother is the one who was, you know, always supportive, mm-hmm, you know. She always carried the family, and as kids we didn't see what was happening, but it's only when you grow up and when you try to, you know,
you
reflect, and then you realize that, see, you know, your mother, you know, she did a lot. So I think she carried the family, you know, through the tough times.
Okay, so what do you think could have happened in your life that, mm-hmm, would have made your life better, that could have, you know, been done maybe by the government or someone else? What do you think could have been done in your life that was possible but just didn't happen?
Well, I think it goes down to, as you said, that, you know, it's black experience, you know, complaining about service delivery in all aspect. When you look at, you know, in university, you know, funding, it's a challenge. When you go, you know, for everything. I mean, like, I grew up in a shack, Quatridgeville. Mm-hmm. And then if you could have got something like a house, and an RDP house, it would have been made
a difference.
You know, so it's simple things that, you know, one would have wanted but never got. So, but now, you know, I'm no longer in favor of waiting for the government or anything. But you have to go and get it yourself.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. And is it safe to conclude that you feel that, you know, do you feel that rather that, you know, government is failing the poor man?
I think so. I think we are living in a capitalist system. It's one man for himself. I mean, so if you want to wait for a man to come and help
it's,
you,
it's going to be a big, big problem. Otherwise, if you just tune in, this is TaxFM 107.2. We're talking to Clinton Chauke, the author of Born in Chains, The Diary of an Angry Born Free. And look, man, it's something that, you know, most of us can relate to, and probably yourself as well. So, you know, you want to make sure that you are around for the chats that we're about to have also after the meeting. The name of that jam is Sun Snare by the Cosmic Stranger, heated like a lacquer local jam, coming through to you on TaxFM 107.2. As a matter of fact, in studio we have, you know, I want to ask you, you know, following your reviews and everything, how would you say that your followers received the book?
Well, it is a bit controversial. You know, the religious people, they don't really, you know, but they appreciate the story, you know, generally. So the response has been good.
Oh, okay, okay. And where can we get a hold of your book? Because now, you know, we already know that, you know, it's about a young man who's experienced a lot of things, you know, in, experienced a lot of things that a lot of South Africans, a lot of young black South Africans have experienced. Right. So where can we get a hold of your book?
You can get it in all the leading book stores in the country. Your CNAs, your Bargain Books, Exclusive Books. Yeah.
Okay. And how much is it?
210.
Okay. It's affordable. So you have no reason not to get it. And also earlier on, you mentioned that, you know, you read a lot. So right. what would you say were some of your inspirations when you were writing your book?
Malaika wa Azania. I think because of her age, she was published when she was 23, 22, or somewhere there. So I looked up to her, and then also Kaya Danga, and then also read Trevor Noah and all the other Steve Biko, you know, the revolutionaries. So black writers mostly.
Okay. No, shout out. Right. And is there maybe another project or another book, maybe another series of maybe short stories or anything like that in the pipeline?
Yeah, I'm working on a book now about some politician in the country, like a very famous politician.
Okay, so is it a secret or do we have to get the book?
It's still under wraps.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm working on that right now.
And when can we expect to get our hands on it?
Probably by late next year.
Shout out. Thank you so much for joining us in studio. The name of the book is Born in Chains and The Diary of an Angry Born Free. And you can get the book everywhere, actually. Almost everywhere. Yes.
Everywhere.
Definitely go get your hands on that book. Thank you so much, Clinton Chauke, for joining us in studio. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm also going to get my hands on it.
This is Tax FM 107.2.